Well, Portrait of a Lady is a very conventional, or looks like a very conventional Victorian novel, in that we have a setup of an independent, beautiful, free-spirited young woman arriving from America, landing in Europe, and is instantly an eligible figure, I think, for many of the men in her social circle. So it looks like we're going to have a story in many ways about the ethics of character, the appropriateness of marriage partners and so on, all of the kind of conventional things that perhaps we would think a Jane Austen novel is about. What's curious about it, what changes, I think, is that The Portrait of a Lady is very much about the disaster of marriages, and not just Isabel's eventual choice. She experiments, thinks about, is proposed to several times. But all around her, actually, are portraits of disastrous marriages. So not just Mr. and Mrs. Touchett, where she's first visiting in England, people who live actually in separate countries, they find each other so insufferable. They're very polite about it, but nevertheless find each other insufferable. We also get very odd, strange European women who live semi-scandalous lives, really. Someone like Madame Merle, whose husband, we are led to believe, was vaguely immoral and of uncertain provenance. We also have the Countess Gemini, who is so scandalous, such an open marriage for the period that she's not received in society. And we have independent women like Henrietta, who is an American free spirit again, who insists that she will never be married. Of course, she does get married in the end, but she's someone who, again, is a model of potential new roles for women. So Henry James is looking at, I think, a changing landscape about marriage and about the possibilities that young women now have. We're about 10 years before the rise of the so-called new woman and of very, very active political campaigns about women's suffrage. But nevertheless, in the 1880s, we're beginning to see fundamental cultural shifts about the place of marriage and the role of women within marriage. Just as the book is being serialised in England in 1880 and 1881, in the background, there is a very wide public debate about changing the law around marriage and women's property rights within marriage. Before 1882, if you married, your property as a woman passed from your father immediately to your husband. You had no rights, you had no property rights at all. You were entirely dependent and defined according to your relationships to men, your father or your husband. In 1882, that law changes, so women begin to get some rights about marriage from that point. So just as people are reading Henry James, they're also thinking through this fundamental change, and some feminist historians call it the fundamental change in the Victorian period, that women finally have some rights, some possession to property, and therefore fundamentally some independence and the ability to live without men.